Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Markets were relatively quiet to finish this holiday-shortened week. We only had 4 days of trading this week, and the markets really ended about where they started the week. We had March corn today finishing up one penny at 366.5. Of course, hedge funds are still short there and will likely remain that way until something happens, maybe weather-wise or planting season. Beans unchanged today here. March unchanged at 879.75. One bit of interesting thing happened in the wheat, though. Chicago wheat 1 to 2 cents lower, while Kansas City was 2 to 2.5 cents higher. As we've seen over the last couple of years, it seems like the Chicago wheat has had a premium to Kansas City wheat, which is kind of the opposite of what would be traditionally thought of. The protein spread, usually Kansas City's higher. Today we saw some action that way. We're still below the critical moving averages. If you go out to July, the moving average, the 50-day moving average is 487, and July wheat is 475.5. So, still considered a downtrend, even though the market did pop a bit today. Now, we consolidated somewhere around $4.90 to $5 for about 3 months from November to the end of January. A lot of talk that the market could remain there until we see how much of the wheat crop we have this spring.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were 307,000 for the wheat. We're expecting 200 to 400, so right in the middle. The corn was bullish at 1.3 million metric tons. We're expecting 600 to 1 million. And then beans, 595, right in the middle of the 400 to 700 expectations. Now, there was 101,000 metric tons of corn to Japan for the 15-16 crop year. That was announced this morning. And then also the USDA updated their very long-term projections for the acres and yields. Bean acres in 2025 are expected to be 80.5 million acres with a yield of 51 bushels per acre. Total demand at a little over 4 billion bushels there. This year it was 3.7. So yield and demand are both growing, acres remaining about the same. Corn acres at 88 million with a yield of 185.8. Currently, it's in the 160s, but the 185.8 is trend line, so that's a big number there. They're expecting demand to be 14.9 billion bushels. That's a big increase in demand. And then wheat acres, 51.5 million acres with a yield of 49.1. Total demand, 2.3 billion. Well, right now, it's just under 2 billion.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, April live cattle down 42 at 133.95. June down 30 at 123.15. March feeder cattle down 60 at 155.87. April down 87 at 154.62. April lean hogs down 187 at 68.90. And May down 150 at 75.25. March Kansas City wheat up 3.75 at 457, May up 3.25 at 466.25. March Chicago wheat down 0.5 at 461.75, May down 1.75 at 466.75. March corn unchanged at 365.5, May down 0.5 at 369.25. March soybeans down 1.5 at 878.25, and May down 2 at 880.75. March cotton up 10 at 6001, May down 16 at 59.54. That's your market wrap-up. I'm Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Find more ag information on our website 24/7 at OklahomaFarmReport.com.